रोग नहीं होने वाला है उसको भी कर रहे हैं, जो होने वाला है उसको भी अन्यथा कर सकते हैं, उसको जो होने वाला है उसको भी अन्यथा कर रहे हैं, उनके लिए कोई भी चीज असंभव नहीं। जगत के जो ईश्वर अथवा ईश हमारे प्रभु उनको नमस्कार। ये तीन अर्थ दिया, सर्वशक्तिमान जगत के एकमात्र ईश्वर और हमारे प्रभु, ये तीन अर्थ दिया। पहले पक्ष में सर्वशक्तिमान इसका बोलने का हेतु है कि हमें स्तुति शक्ति लाभ, मैं स्तुति कर सकूं, जैसे कि ध्रुव की इच्छा थी भगवान ने शंख स्पर्श करा दिया तो बोलने लगते ऐसे उसको सुंदर स्तुति को व्यक्ति की शक्ति हमारे अंदर में प्रदान। इसे मालूम होता है कि उनके अंदर में कुछ भावना है, अंतर में भाव है, इसीलिए अपने ईश्वर को जो प्रसन्न करना चाहते हैं वो कैसे प्रसन्न होंगे। समस्त जगत का जगत के नियंता है, सृष्टि करता है, ब्रह्माचार्य के भी तुत्य है, ये कहने से प्रसन्न होंगे न ब्रजवासियों के साथ में उनका संपर्क रख करके स्तुति करें, अपने सखाओं के जूठा खाने वाले अवधर में वो वर्णन किया, ये जगत सृष्टि करने वाले ईश्वरों के भी पार ईश्वर के परमेश्वर है और अपने सखाओं के जूठा खाने वाले ने प्रभु को आप यशोदा मैया जिसके कमर में रस्सी बांध देती है ऐसे देखिए प्रभु, और गोपियों के चरण में अपने को विस्तृत करने वाले हैं प्रभु, प्रभु इसमें प्रसन्न अधिक होंगे। जब मैं उनको ऐसे प्रसन्न करूं कि वो प्रसन्न हो जाए तो वो प्रसन्न होंगे परिवार व्रत के जो भाव है उसके साथ, ऐसी हमको शक्ति दी और इसीलिए उन्होंने अंत में वैसे स्तुति की है। द्वितीय पक्ष में जगत के ईश्वर परम वंदनीय और तृतीय पक्ष में हमारे प्रभु है, तात्पर्य का उनके प्रति विशेष भक्ति ज्ञान होता है। कैसे है सत्यखन मूर्ति है, इसकी भी सनातन गोस्वामी ने बहुत जगहों में बहुत सुधार किया है, हम लोग संकेत नीचे ने बहुत स्पष्ट कर दिया है, इसे आगे और भी बढ़ेगा। इसलिए तत्व की दृष्टि से यहाँ तक बदला है, अब यहाँ रूप के संबंध में पहले उन्होंने कहा जो रूप मार्ग हमारे इष्ट देव की कैसी है तो धाम बदलाया को गोकुल का संबंध में मन करता है या किस धाम गोकुले विराजमान उसको भी थोड़े बारे अब बदला रहे रूप के पक्ष में सौंदर्य विशेष का उत्कर्ष बदला तो करना है। कैसा सौंदर्य है माता यशोदा के सहारे से दौड़ते हुए सतत बाल्य पीड़ा विशेष निरंतर लोलता निबंधन जिनके गालों पर कपोलों पर मकर कुंडल पीड़ा की हो, जब कृष्ण जी भाग रहे हैं अपनी मैया के घर से दौड़ रहे हैं तो कुंडल क्या रहे उनकी कपोलों को बड़े सुशोभित होकर के नृत्य कर रहे हैं। इसके द्वारा मुख्य विशेष शोभा बताई गई लसत कुंडल इसके द्वारा अष्टी भी और भी होगा मकर चुंदन ये दोनों गंड कपोल का चुंबन करने के लिए जिसको यशोदा मैया बार बार चुंबन करती हैं, जिसको गोपियां चुंबन करती हैं, आज इसका इतना सौभाग्य कि ये कपोलों को वो तो एक दो बार दिन में चार बार कर सकते हैं और ये
सब समय तक
चुंबन कर रहा है, इसलिए इनको सनातन गोस्वामी पाप के हृदय में ईर्ष्या होती है, गोपियों को भी ईर्ष्या होती है आज ये निरंतर इसका अनुशीलन कर रहा है। जब सूखी हुई बांस की देह को बंसी के प्रति इसके द्वारा समस्त पुरुषों का ही सौभाग्य विशेष उपलब्ध जितने कृष्ण के आभूषण है उनका सौभाग्य जैसे अंगद अंगद बने कृष्ण के यहाँ पर अनंत या अंगद बंधा रहा अंग को देगा अंगद बहुत विशेष रूप में सनातन गोस्वामी अपनी गीताओं में
अंगम ददाति जसो
अंगद ऐसा है उसका कितना सौभाग्य है वो और दूसरों को तो आने में करते हैं किस नाथ और अंगद क्या करता है उसका तुमने बाबुओं का आलिंगन किया ऐसा उसका परम सौभाग्य देखा कि गोपियों को भी चिड़ होती है इससे इसलिए अंगद को जो भी कर लेती है यदि कहो ये अंग की शोभा ये बढ़ाते हैं ऐसा मत करो कृष्ण का उनका ऐसा है उनका कोई आभूषण न रहे केवल नंगे भी दोष रहे यदि कोई काली लगी आती है तो दूसरी पूछ बाहर भी हो जाता है उनको किसी और दूसरों की अपेक्षा नहीं है इसलिए दशम स्कंद में ये कहा गया है त्रौलक्य सौभगम पितं च निरुपम जरूरतम दुम क्या मुर्गा प्रकांड देख काय क्रेव ते कल्पदाय वेन वीत संबोधित सार्थ चैतान न चले प्रलक्यम त्रौलक्य सौभगम पितं च
हियरिंग द एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ दीज वर्सेस बाय महाराज ड्यूरिंग दिस परिक्रमा बट एवरी टाइम न्यूनेस न्यूनेस कम्स एंड Again, it appears absolutely new way Gurudev is explaining. First verse, Namami Shwaram Sajidanand Rupam. As described by Sanatana Goswami, that explanation is coming to us now. The first verse is like Mangalacharan. In Mangalacharan, we pay obeisances to our worshipable. This is the system. So, Satyavarta Muni, he is paying his obeisances to his worshipable, Krishna. The Gurudev is being a very wonderful insight in this regard. There are three things he is saying about Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who has got such potency which can do anything, which can perform any activity, anything which is impossible, Krishna can perform by his potency. So first he is presenting the potency of Krishna, his capacity to perform impossible tasks. Then second thing, he is Ishwar. Ishwar means he is creator of whole universe. He is owner of whole universe. And he is all in all of this universe. So he is paying his obeisances to such Krishna. And the third thing, while he is describing him Ishwar, he has got three meanings in this. Number one, he has got the Krishna who is Ishwar. He has got potency to do all the impossible tasks. Second, he is Lord of this world. And third, he is my Ishwar, means my Lord. So these three things he is uttering. He means to speak. He has three meanings when he says Ishwara and he is paying this to such Ishwara. Why? He is calling, number one, that you can do impossible tasks. Your potency is unlimited. So you kindly grant me some power so that I may also become somewhat capable to worship you or express my feelings to you. particular mood. This mood is very special mood and he is unable to express it, but he wants to express it. So he is rendering his prayer to Krishna that by your this extraordinary potency, inject some power in me. Just as a Dhruva Maharaj, he was only 5 years old and he was unable to perform his bhakti, and then Narayan put his conch shell on his cheek, then he was able to utter and recite all the shlokas in appreciation of Lord. So he has got some inner mood to please Krishna. He wants to please Krishna. How can he please? One thing is very clear, if someone is paying his obeisances, doing pranam to his worshipable, that means he has got dasya bhava. He considers that my Lord is controller of everyone and I am his servant. This capital mode makes one, forces one to pay his obeisances. But if one prays someone in, prays Krishna in servitor mood, then will Krishna be pleased? How Krishna will be really pleased? Satyavrat Muni knows it, that by servitor mood, by dasya bhava, Krishna will not be pleased. How Krishna will be pleased? If somehow or other he can relate Krishna with Vrajavasis, then Krishna can be pleased. If he can relate Krishna, then how Yashoda Ma is running after Krishna and Krishna is scared of Yashoda Ma. If he can say how Krishna is running after gopis and always in mood to serve gopis, if he somehow or other can say this thing, then Krishna will be pleased. This inner meaning he has got in his heart but is unable to express it. So he is praying to Krishna, please make me capable to express it. And when he prays it, finally in the last verses, he becomes able to express gradually all his inner mood. Secondly, he is accepting him as Lord, so he is paying his obeisances. And third, he is considering him as his Prabhu, as his Lord. So he is praying to Krishna. What does it mean? How he is praying? First, he explained, yesterday we have already discussed, that Krishna, where is he residing? In Gokul Dham. What is Gokul Dham? It already been explained yesterday. Now, Krishna's continence, Krishna's beauty is going to be explained here. What type of beauty he has got? Lasat Kundalam, Gokule Prajimani. So Gokul has already been explained yesterday. And now, this beauty, what is the beauty of Krishna? He is having Kundal. What he was hearing? Earring and on his ear. These Kundal are so much fortunate. Why fortunate? That when Krishna is running, these kundal are doing dances on the cheeks of Krishna as if continuously they are kissing Krishna's cheeks. How fortunate? Those cheeks which are being kissed by Yashoda Maya, those cheeks which are kissed by gopis. Today kundal is continuously having this fortune to go on kissing them. They make it in a day 2, 3, 4 times. But this kundal is so fortunate. So gopis are having this enviousness in their heart. Oh, this kundal. Why should not we become kundal? So Sanatana Goswami is having this inner mood in his heart. And while he is explaining this fortune of kundal, he is some or other expressing this mood. That is mood of gopi. That is mood of Radharani. Similarly, gopis are comparing this flute also, that had I been able to become flute. Why? Because flute has got such a nice and high class of fortune. These are the mood of gopis. Gurudev is saying, Krishna is having angad on his arm. What is angad? Angad that Krishna wears on his arm always embraces Krishna's arm. Which arm? For which gopis are having a great desire to be embraced. Gopis want that Krishna should put their arms around them. And those arms, Angad is embracing those. continuously, how fortunate is this Angad, and gopis are having this death. And any experience in their heart that had they been able to embrace this Angad, to become Angad. Now the question arises, these ornaments which Krishna is wearing, how much they beautify Krishna? But frankly speaking, they don't beautify Krishna. They themselves are fortunate to be with Krishna. But Krishna is so much beautiful. Krishna's beauty is so high that it is not it does not have any necessity to be decorated by any ornament. It is not like this. Krishna, when he is naked, fully naked, is most beautiful. And when some mud is or some any spot comes on his body anywhere, he becomes more beautiful. Why? Beauty is the asset of Krishna. And then Gurudev explained one verse here, he is going to explain it.
এখানে তারুক বর্ণন করছে, রূপমাধুরী বর্ণন করছে, তিনি বলছেন কৃষ্ণ এই শরৎ পূর্ণিমায় বংশী পালন করে আর সব কবিরা আকৃষ্ট হয়ে রাসলীলাতে উপস্থিত হয়েছে। কৃষ্ণ যে কুশল তোমাদের আগমন হয়েছে তো আমাদের দর্শন করলে তো সম্মান করে তার সেবা করে তোমার বাড়ি ফিরে যদি মঙ্গল পাও ধর্মের যুক্তি এই বনে গোপীরা তাকে কি উত্তর দিয়েছে প্রত্যুত্তর দিয়েছে খালি আমাদের স্ত্রীর কথা কি
যে অন্য লোকের কি কথা
भूषण 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 परम फल परम सुंदर रूप नारायण और द्वारकाधीश की रामचंद्र अत्यंत কিন্তু তাহাদের স্ত্রীগণ কৃষ্ণের এই রূপ দর্শন করে মুখ হয়ে যায় নিজের প্রতিজ্ঞতা আছে যারা বলছেন দুইটা পত্নীগণ
এইখানে
তার সব রাশের উৎকর্ষ করা তাকে কে রাখবে আপনার কে কিছু খাওয়া দাওয়া ইত্যাদি এই পরিবার বৈশিষ্ট্য গোকুলে গোকুলে মানে গো গোপী গোধন গোবৎস নন্দ যশোদা আর সব গোপ এই হচ্ছে পরিকর এই পরিকর বৈশিষ্ট্যের জন্য অন্য সমস্ত আরাধ্য বন্ধুকে স্থান বিশেষে পূর্ব হইতে কোন পূর্ব লীলা হইতে উৎকর্ষ বিশেষ প্রকাশের দ্বারা অথবা গোকুলের স্বাভাবিক শোভা বিশেষ দ্বারা তিনি শোক ওইখানে সুশোভিত করছেন অথবা ধামিকে সুশোভিত করছেন অথবা ধাম সুশোভিত করছে বন্দে প্রভু ধাম সপ্তম আসন বসন দূষণ যা কিছু বলে দেখো কৃষ্ণ থেকে অভিন্ন অতএব সব সচিদানন্দময় ধাম যেরকম অলঙ্কার দূষণ বসন সব কিছু দুতারিয়ার তবে প্রথমে আর তবে যে সে এরা সুশোভিত করছে কৃষ্ণকে আবার কৃষ্ণ সুশোভিত করছেন তাহলে দুতারিয়ার দশম স্কন্ধেতে বর্ণন করা হয়েছে কি
আমরা সামান্য ভাবে
अनुभव कर परिकल्पना से बिना माध्यम के भी एवं बिना माध्यम के विशेष वर्णन करते बोलते हैं यशोदा भी यो वेणु खला भावमानम आमिष्टवत्तम ततो दुर्गत्य बोलिया एकांते
The point of Krishna's beauty
beauty is not dependent upon any ornaments or anything else from external side. His beauty is so natural and high class that ornaments get ornamented when they come closer to Krishna. How much beautiful is Father according to the verse? I told that Gurudev has quoted a verse. This verse is, it is the time of Sharad Purnima. Krishna prayed over Sri and he called all the gopis of Braj. And these gopis came running from their house, leaving everything. When they came in front of Krishna, Krishna is smiled and just pleased. Oh, you have come? Good. Now, you should go back. Go back? Why should we go back? Krishna is explaining, gopis, you have come midnight here, it's not good. The religion of gopis. What is the religion of gopis? Of female. Female religion is they should go back to their husbands. They should serve their husband. Serving their husband is the true religion of gopi, female. Feminine religion. It may be so that husband may be lame, he may be ill, he may be sick, he may be crippled. But the religion of female is that she should serve her husband. You have come here. Okay, nice. But now you go back. It's not good for you. It is not good on your part that you have given up your husband and have come here to me. Then what gopis are replying? That shows the beauty of Krishna. Gopis are saying, oh Krishna, you are having such a nice and rude, such a beauty, such a beautiful characteristic that not only we sentimental wretched women of this breast, but all the Tribhuvan, you know Tribhuvan, all the universes in a transcendental abode and in its material abode, they are attracted by your beauty and on the top of it by your flute melody of your flute. They are attracted by your. How much are they attracted? Attraction is not a meager attraction. So intense attraction that each and every living entity forget its dharam, forget its characteristic. They start behaving otherwise. When you play over flute, what happens? Deer comes near to you. Those who are always afraid of human beings, they come near to you. They forget their own religion. They forget their own characteristics. Not only this, even trees, they give up their religion. And inert things on the top of it, like flowing Yamuna, water, it becomes hard. And a stone, it melts. When each and everything is giving up its religion, here religion, in English religion means faith, but here when we call it dharma, dharma means intrinsic characteristic of the thing, nature. So everything, even inner things, those non-living things, they give up their nature. But to speak of we, rich women, not only this thing, Narayan is himself God and his wife is Lakshmi. She is also having a desire to associate with you and she is giving up Narayan and coming to have your association. So you are putting blame on us. We are not to be blamed. It is you and your beauty and your fruit who is to be blamed. What can we do? This is the beauty of Krishna. And on the top of it, Uddhav, Gurudev has cited a verse. Uddhav is saying, Krishna is so much beautiful. How much? That he himself gets enticed by his own beauty. When he saw himself, in the on the wall where there was mirror like jewel, and he saw his own image. Oh, he was so much attracted towards it. He started giving him butter, and the image is also giving him butter. Then he just smiled. Then image also smiled. Then he is giving bhurki, what you call Bhagavan bhurki. He is what does monkey does? So when these things take place, then Krishna is himself getting attracted towards his own beauty, but to speak of gopis. And on the top of it, Gurudev is explaining his beauty, that his beauty is really enjoyed by themselves, gopis. And on the top of it, Radharani. So Krishna is so much beautiful. After describing the intense beauty of Krishna, now Parikar Vishesh. Parikar means the characteristic and speciality of the associates of Krishna. Krishna's devotees and associates are seeing Krishna according to their own mood and bhav. When Hanuman sees Krishna, he sees him in the form of Ram. And when Jai Vijay, they see Krishna, they see in the form of Narayan. So the worshipable deity of Hanuman, Ram, has got its own special characteristic than the worshipable deity of Jai Vijay, that is Narayan. Similarly, the worshipable deity of Arjun, that is Dwarkadish, has higher speciality and characteristic than worshipable deity of Hanuman. And gradually, the Yashoda Ma, when seeing Krishna in such a high beauty, she is running after Krishna. Krishna is scared of Yashoda Ma. This beauty of Krishna is so high class beauty. And when gopis are seeing Krishna, from their point of view, Krishna is how much beautiful. Then Gurudev gave that example that when Krishna disappeared from Ras Dance, and then again he is reappearing in Ras Dance, and at that time his countenance, his position, his style, his gait, his everything is so beautiful that he is manmath, and is real beautiful. Beauty as it is really is reflected in Krishna at that time, and all those gopis are so much attracted to him. They are giving their uttariya to make a asan for Krishna to sit, which is smeared with kumkum. And what is kumkum? Gurudev is also explaining by some hints only. And one gopi has taken Krishna's feet in her lap. One is holding his arm, and one is just taking the chewed beetle of Krishna, Tambur, and one gopi from a distance shooting an arrow of slight glance on him, meaning that we have come here giving up our everything for you, and you are making such a you are disappearing, and you are trying to tease us in this way. And who is she? She is Radharani. Seeing Krishna, to her, the beauty she adopts is the highest class of beauty. This is the beauty for it.